Advantages of hedging. There can be numerous advantages, especially to farmers. The first advantage is the price risk protection. The risk of price changes can be shifted to specialized risk takers with hedging. Because when we talk about the commodities market, different types of players, both risk takers as well as risk averse. So when it comes to risk of agri commodities, farmers can shift the risk to specialized risk takers with hedging at a very small initial outlay of money in the form of margins. When it comes to options contract, he has to simply pay a small premium for that. So for a small initial outlay of money, farmer can cover the entire price risk of his harvest. Hedging creates reduced downside risk. So he doesn't have to worry, he gets peace of mind, his profit margins are sustained, and thus he can ensure that whatever plans he has for his farming operations can be continued and the farming business could be sustained for a longer period of time. Hedging protects the trader's profit by locking a future price today. So despite the price fluctuations, despite the price not as expected because of uncertain event, farmer gets protection by locking in a price, especially in a forward or a future contract. Hedging enables a farmer trader to survive irrespective of changes in the market and price condition. Gone are the days when any change in price will devastate a farmer. Now, despite the changes, farmer can protect himself with proper hedging strategy and thus continue his survival in the farming business for a longer period of time. Next advantage is hedging facilitates usage of complex trading strategies to maximize returns. It can even go to the extent of helping the farmer of combining traditional and hedging strategies to ensure that he gets protection from price fluctuations and gets the profit margin what he expects from the farm operations. Hedging limits the losses of the farmer because whatever the loss that could happen because of the risk gets protection with hedging strategies. Different risk mitigation strategies which can be deployed with different types of insurance, and the farmer is able to customize his strategy, tailor his requirements, and that gives him more flexibility to match a hedging strategy that is suitable for his crops, that is suitable for his region, that is suitable for his marketing arrangements. Hedging helps in increasing the liquidity in financial markets, especially when the trading is done on the commodities exchanges. The counterparty risk is nil because the exchange protects the deal, and hence liquidity is ensured because there are a large number of buyers and traders. So the whatever the contract that is bought in can easily be bought or sold. Hedging also provides enhanced income stability and predictability. So when the income that is supposed to come for the farmer is sustained, is protected, then the farmer will be able to better plan his activities, his investment for improving the farm output, marketability, as well as using innovations to enhance the crop yield and to prosper with the farm activity would be possible with hedging strategy. In spite of so much of advantages that we saw, there are some limitations of hedging. Like hedging reduces the potential for high profits. As we have discussed before, hedging is not basically aimed at getting phenomenal profits. It is basic objective is to safeguard the farmer from the losses that could happen. So it just tries to offset a position which could be unfavorable, and hence it reduces the potential of high profits. Hedging does not help the farmer to earn money, but enables to lessen the potential loss. So this can be taken as a small limitation for those who want to earn phenomenally with hedging. Forward contracts involves great risk. If a farmer uses a forward contract, yes, he will have to face a counterparty risk because there is no regulations that is actually there when a deal happens in the form of future contract on a commodity exchange. Forward contracts purely are bilateral and depends upon the parties that are involved. So that could be a small limitation in case of hedging. Hedging will wipe out of profits if not implemented effectively. Widespread education is required because any small mistake in designing a strategy could wipe out the entire profits and the farmer will have to actually reorganize why he actually decided to make that strategy. So it has to be designed very carefully. Trading of options or futures requires capital and there are certain costs associated with hedging. But when it comes to large-scale farming, this cost can be planned in such a way that the benefits that the farmer gets because of this strategy are much more. So the benefits outweigh the costs. In that case, even as this cost associated with hedging could not be a major concern for the farmers. And one thing to be noted is not all risk can be hedged. So this hedging is specifically for protecting the farmer from the price risk, and this does not guarantee the farmer to get protection from the different other type of risk. So what does this actually give a lesson to us? Hedging has to be effectively implemented. It should be designed very carefully, and when implementation and designing comes, challenges in hedging also needs to be paid attention to. And what could be the challenges that could be faced in hedging? Number one challenge could be price volatility. Number two challenge could be the basis risks, that is the difference between the actual market price and the future price. Liquidity constraints, more specifically in case of a forward contract. Counterparty risk, again in case of a forward contract. Regulatory compliance, like we have seen various regulations that are implemented, especially when trading is done on a commodity exchange. So compliance part, when we talk about compliance, the farmer should be aware about what are the compliance that needs to be made. Then hedging cost, sometimes with the hedge strategy is not designed properly, the cost may be more than the benefits. So in that case, it can pose a serious challenge to the farmer. Market timing, the strategies are to be done at the right time, at the right place. So market timing could also become a challenge in hedging, and the management mistakes, like we require experts to take the correct decision. Expert doesn't mean that some extraordinary, but that expert should be aware about what type of deals are beneficial for the farmer based on his risk, based on the specific risk for which the strategy is designed. A small mistake can wipe out the entire profits that are earned by the farmer in the farm activities. So now let's look at one by one the price volatility. Farmers need help to accurately forecast the future prices. They also need help to effectively hedge against price fluctuations due to price volatility. Yes, this is a challenge, but in today's scenario, farmers have super access to advanced technology where he can have real-time access to the price movement. He can also design very, very correct risk modeling tools by which he will be able to have a proper strategy designed which will take care against all the factors that are affecting price, especially price volatility. The basis risk is the difference between the future and the actual market price. A large basis risk due to location, quality, storage cost, local supply and demand can make the hedge less effective. So the basis risk becomes a very important challenge for a farmer while designing a hedging strategy. Liquidity constraints, the limited liquidity of certain agricultural commodities can pose challenge to the farmer. They may face challenges to enter into or exit hedging positions of favorable price. Again, more specifically in case of a forward contract. Counterparty risk, once again in case of a forward contract, because forward contracts are bilateral, If the counterparty fails or defaults on its obligations, the other party who has entered into a forward contract may have to suffer financial loss, and thus the basic purpose of hedging could be defeated. Regulatory compliance is multiple legislations are applicable into derivatives contract, into farm activities, and require multiple compliances. Complexity in complex may add cost by hiring the experts or to plan strategies to offset the risk and impact the hedger's revenue. Hedging cost, when we talk about hedging cost, it can include a transaction fee, a margin requirement, and any other fees that will add up to actually deploy the hedging strategy. Higher hedging costs may erode the potential benefits, and hence one has to evaluate whether the costs that are involved in hedging are lesser than the benefits that the farmer can get because of hedging. Market timing: a hedge at the wrong time can impact potential profits. An unnecessary hedge can lock into a less favorable price if the market does not move as anticipated, and hence one has to be very wise into deciding whether the price fluctuation would be there or not. If the price fluctuation is not going to be much, then unnecessary the cost that would be put, or the timing the hedge that is entered into could be wrong. Management has to learn, and if any mistake is done, it should not be repeated. Mistakes in choosing a wrong hedge will not achieve the hedging objective, and a farmer may have to suffer unintended loss. Repeated mistakes can actually multiply the loss, and hence learning from mistakes is the best method of facing these challenges in the form of management mistakes. So having understood various challenges, what is the future? What are the future trends in agricultural hedging? The future trend in agri-hedging is very bright, because future trends promise a more accessible and data-driven approach. The advanced technology that is deployed both at the farmer side as well as the derivatives contract execution side is helping the farmer to have real-time access, to have deeper understanding of complex hedging instruments, have sophisticated risk modeling. The online platforms enable farmers to access real-time data and design the near perfect hedging strategy to offer targeted protection. The blockchain technology is helping the farmers to trace the transactions, to monitor how far they have moved from the day it was originated. The smart contracts and distributed ledgers are helping the farmers to automate certain workflows that are involved into repeated derivatives transactions without actually hiring someone to do it manually. Advanced technology in agricultural sector is enhancing the effectiveness of hedging strategy. The peer-to-peer hedging platforms, as well as the decentralized finance, DeFi as we call, is helping the farmers to connect directly with investors and get cost-effective risk management options. They are more flexible and can be customized based on the farmer's need. The micro hedging instruments are helping even the small and the marginal farmers who have lesser farm actually to cultivate and have a lesser harvest also compared to the large farmers could also benefit from this micro hedging products to get the risk protection. On the other hand, the farmers cooperative and government programs are helping farmers to have collective hedging strategy, which gives the same benefit but brings down the cost, brings in the expertise of many farmers together and benefit from the hedging strategies. The environmental, social, and governance factors are also to be considered and influencing the selection of hedging instrument strategy, so that the farmer ensures that he is not violating any ESG norms, at the same time helping the economy to prosper by complying with the ESG factors. So friends, having understood this beautiful chapter of hedging, let's conclude this chapter with the understanding that the future of hedging is looking phenomenally bright. technology is empowering farmers to make informed decisions in hedging with the help of data analytics, with the help of real-time access to the information on agricultural price risk, prices, as well as various factors affecting price risk. At the same time, he can actually design various sophisticated risk modeling to design the most perfect hedging strategy. Widespread education and training programs is necessary for the farmers to understand this hedging game, because a wrong decision can actually cause big harm to the farmers rather than benefiting it. So widespread education and training will help the farmers to leverage the hedging advantage and harness the opportunity that lie ahead in agricultural hedging. Thank you very much.